Torah tells us in the Chamishi of Shoftim about the topic of the Navi Sheker, and the Torah tells us V'chisomar b'levecha chani da'as ha'davar shelo dibro Hashem asher yedaber ha'navi b'shem Hashem v'lo yedavar v'lo yevo hu ha'davar shelo dibro Hashem b'zadon dibro ha'navi lo sagur mimenu. So that language of lo sagur mimenu, that we have to put the Navi to death, the Navi who's misnabe b'shem avodah zarah. So that language of lo sagur mimenu takes us all the way back to the beginning of Sefer Devarim, right? Ki amishpat lelokim hu, that lo sagur mipnei ish, that the judges are not allowed to be mo'al b'shlichus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really lasos mishpat ben yitzura v'alkein b'ra'am, and it's a me'ila, it's a form of a rejection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shlichus to the dayanim, if they will not adhere to the Dvar HaMishpat. So Lo Sagor Mimenu always harkens back to that idea that we should not allow personal considerations to get involved and to interfere with a higher ideal. So Rashi quotes Lo Sagor Mimenu based on the Sifrei, Lo Sumnaatz Chamilamir Alav Chova Velo Sira Le'anei Shalav. So Rashi defines it in factual terms, that you shouldn't be afraid of this Navi Sheker, and you shouldn't be afraid of charging him with that which he did, and you shouldn't be concerned that somebody is going to, give you an onish, v'lo sira le'onish alav. So the Ramban takes it in a very different direction, and the Ramban notes that the lo sagur mimenu, like we have in the context of lo sagur mipnei ish, ki amishpat lelokim hu, that there are people who are Anashim Chazakim Me'od and Biryonim. So here we have a little bit of a different kind of phenomenon, that the Navi Sheker is very often, as the Ramban points out, a charismatic type figure, right? That there's a sort of a cult of personality which surrounds such individuals. And that cult of personality can be something which is, you know, a very powerful thing. And even if the emperor isn't really wearing any clothes, so to speak, right? Nonetheless, everybody's pretending because this individual has cachet, and it's up to everybody else to dance around them, and it's a very courageous thing to be able to stand up and say this person is saying shkarim v'chazav, and to be able to stand up to that is something which is far from easy to do. Again, the charismatic type personalities that can be very compelling and have wide circle, something we always have to be very skeptical of. So the Ramban quotes here, Kilo dibro Hashem lo sagur mimenu mipnei chachmaso, o mipnei ha'ushan asanu v'ha'os v'amofes. Right, and the person might even have performed an osur amofes, or because he's such a, you know, compelling figure. So that's what the Ramban understands, right? It's not a question of which person thinks, the punitive consequences for them might be contra Rashi, v'lo sira le'anei shalav, but the natural human factors. Then that really ties in with the Ramban, the Shita, so also in a disagreement with Rashi regarding, Asher yedaber ha'navi b'shem Hashem. So Rashi references the concept of Ahura Shal, Aliyahu Bahara Karmel, Shate Yodea Lav Shu Tzadeh Gamor. And the Ramban says, what does it have to do with him being a Tzadeh Gamor? The Ahura Shal, you can listen if you know he's Mukhzak as a Navi. And then the Ramban goes on to very approvingly quote the Shita of the Rambam, where the Ramban says that, because there are certain individuals that Adam Shahinu Yodin Bamitchilo Shurai the Nevua Bechachmasa Bemasav Shinisale Behenal Kobene Gilo Vahia Mahalech Vedarche Nevua Victushasa U Prishusa Vecharkach Baviasa Osumofes Famersha Kel Shalachom Mitzalishmami Menu Shinem Mari Love Tishmaun. Right, this is what it means for a person to be Mochzak. Vafal Bichin Mitzalishmo Loho Vadam Gadu Vecham Verai the Nevua Mamidino Sochaskaso. And that's when you would say the person is Mochzak Wanu. And that would be a situation like Elio on Har HaKarmel. And is it possible that the Edom are making things up? Yeah, well, they have a cheskas kashrus. So somebody can have a cheskas kashrus le'inyin nevuah, even if it means Behorah Shah, we love Tishma'un, that they would be telling us to violate the Torah. So you put the two halves of the Ramban together, one of them, Al Smach Divrei HaRambam, and something, I think, extraordinary emerges. Right, the Lo Sagar Mimenu, the Ramban says, is because a Navi Sheker is a charismatic, cult-like personality who gets everybody to dance around him, and, you know, everybody has to, he says, outlandish lies that everybody realizes first is outlandish, and then everybody follows along, and everybody starts repeating these things as if they're true, because they've become sucked into the cult of personality. So it takes a brave individual to stand up to that, and lo mipnei chachmasov, lo mipnei haoshanasan. And then we say, who are the people that we listen to? Not the charismatic individuals, but people that are muchzak, as people of substance. Hein mitzad chachmasam, hein mitzad maisam, right? As the Ramban says, kedusha, prishus, right? The substance, and this is, I think, a very important point. Elav tishma'un, that the person is roi for nevuah, and therefore, even if they're telling us to do something that we never like, we would never do otherwise, like shchut eichutz, aliyah adar karmel, or Avram and Yitzchak, as the Gemara quotes the other example of what would otherwise be Shvichos Damim. So their Cheskas Kashrus is so powerful that we would listen to them even under those conditions. So the Torah is telling us in Chamishi of Shoftim, who are the people that we should be very concerned? We should be very concerned about charismatic type of figures, you know, who come along. And Navi Sheker, and there we really have to say, Lo Sagur Mimeno, we should be very concerned. Me'idach Gisa, but at the same time, right, we have to you know, appreciate in the opposite direction that we do have people of substance, we have people who are Ra'il Nevuah, B'Kedusha, B'Tara, B'Prishos, B'Chachma, V'Ma'asim, and so we're willing to listen to them even if it takes us beyond what would be our comfort zone, beyond what would normally be part of Shmiras Tayeg Mitzos, B'Geder Ehoras. Sha'a. So again, we should look for people of substance. Al tistakel b'kankan, ela b'ma sheyeshbo. Right, we have to train ourselves and habituate ourselves to be focused on the things that are really substantive in life, and especially about a person. Ma she'ein kein navi sheker, a person of charisma and a person who gets people's attention, but not somebody ultimately who can be trusted. It can be relied upon, not really a person of meaningful substance.